Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Text roulette today. My 25-year-old daughter has been stealing money from me. Am I wrong for taking her out of my will? You got Elizabeth and Radar, and now Tom joining the show with his reaction. Tom, has this happened to you in the past? You speaking from experience?
I am speaking from experience.
Oh.
I have found out recently that my sister and my niece, her daughter, has changed my mother's will. When my dad passed, he had his will set up to go to all of his children.
Okay.
And my mom has significant dementia, but years before her cognitive decline, or when she had some cognitive decline, my sister and niece took my mom to the attorney and took all the kids out of the will and is leaving everything to her only one of her great-grandchildren.
Wait a second, though. That seems really illegal that they can just take grandma
if she was in
do if, that but she has dementia
if, yeah but if they thought she was in the right frame of mind at the time before you know that it really set in
Tom, you must
hard.
Be so angry and hurt by this.
It is very disappointing and frustrating that my sister and niece would do something like that.
Have you talked to them? Have you like confronted them and said, hey, why'd you do this? This isn't right. Have you tried to talk at all?
Their general response is, it's none of your business.
Wait, that's your mom, so it is absolutely your business.
Yeah.
It is my business, my sister and granddaughter would not go into it, and they probably have stole over $200,000 from her.
Have you tried to get a lawyer involved? Any legal
police or
ramifications?
Anything?
I have not, no.
Do you think you will?
I don't think I'm going to. My other brother and my other sister's interest, that might be beneficial, and it'd probably end up being contested in court because I believe my mom had cognitive decline as that will was drawn up and as she was brainwashed.
Oh, sure.
Jeez,
yeah,
Tom, this is so heartbreaking when people can get like that and get greedy. And when you hear what's going on with this mixed listener,
right,
asking if they should take the daughter out of the will, What does your gut say?
My gut says, exactly what you said, like, find out what is happening with that 25-year-old in their life and, see if there's, a drug problem, a gambling problem.
A reason why this money is being stolen.
Is this something that they can't afford their food or they can't afford
where they
rent
live,
or living expenses?
Or are they just living a life of luxury and they just keep spending other people's money?
Right, exactly. But, try to get to the root cause and find out what's happening. But, I don't think I'd want to take my kids out of the will because that's my legacy going on to my children.
Well, you can't put a price on life, and I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
Sorry to hear about that.
But it is, a very difficult situation for
and
you.
It's, and it's sad to see these other comments come in that what you're talking about right now, Tom, people are reacting to this in real time, that it's not uncommon People get so greedy and think like, oh, this is an opportunity. I'll get involved. Yeah. There's money. What can I do?
Tom, thank you so much. We'll let you go.
Good luck, Tom.
All right. Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
414-432-1099. We go to line number one where Lynn is waiting to talk and you work at a bank.
Lynn, you work at a bank and you were saying that you have seen parents stealing from kids' accounts. Kids stealing from parents' accounts. What are
all the time?
What are some things that you can tell all of us for people to protect themselves so this doesn't happen?
So first of all, you know, when banks ask for IDs and all of this, you know, like we can now scan like credit cards and IDs into systems so that we know who's standing in front of us. Because sometimes the parents name their own children the same name. Okay.
Okay.
So that confuses the tellers. So you look at your account every single day. Every single day you have to see, you know what, log this, log that, I've spent this and I haven't spent that, and make sure you're looking at it. Number two, your credit cards. Number three, looking at your credit reports and everything, that's very important. And as we go back again to the guy that was talking before, you have to find out what the root of the cause is, why she's stealing. Could be drugs. She doesn't want her parents to know. Is she living with her parents and stealing?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
If that was me, yes, I would cut her out the will. And it really depends on how much she stole.
How much she stole and why. Yeah. Man. No, I mean, yeah. Lynn, thank you so much for that information. Because like you said, if you're a junior or a senior or William III or whatever, you can see how that can get confusing. But checking those accounts. And thank you for validating that, because I know I check the accounts all the time and my husband will tease me. But you never know if there's fraud or something.
Check it.
You see something suspicious, then you can see if the money's starting to drain out of the
Lynn,
account.
Thank you so much for that advice.
Can I just give a shout out to Pyramax Bank?
You just did.
Pyramax Bank.
Hey.
Lynn, well, we know you got to get into work, though.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
I'm going there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
And I love the accent. Oh, my gosh. I love the accent.
That is solid.
Here's a text that came in. People steal for two reasons, need and greed. You need to find out the motive. If they're stealing because they are in need, figure out how to help them, not punish them. If it's greed, figure out how to help them, not punish them. Either way, it sounds like a cry for help.
It kind of sounds like a sibling rivalry thing. Like, I'm getting the money and not you. Mom,
I mean, are there other siblings involved? I mean, here's one that says, leave her $1 because she took the rest while I was alive.
Okay.
You gotta get to the root of what's going on here.
Absolutely.
What's going on? And it sounds like this is just a really intense moment right now. I'm not saying you're not justified in being upset at all, but to jump to the will, I think the priority needs right now to be what's going on with the daughter and how can you help that situation first? And hopefully come to some kind of resolution. But it is your will. You can do what you want with your money.
And you can see why this parent messaged in to text roulette. My 25-year-old daughter has been stealing money from me. Am I wrong for taking her out of my will? Maybe you can't talk to family. You definitely can't talk to your daughter and ask this, but maybe you should talk to the daughter and find out what's going on. But it's great advice from everybody, especially Lynn, who works at a bank and says, hey, you got to check this.
Check
stuff.
Your accounts every single day, your credit reports, your credit transactions, all of it. There's apps for that. Check that so you know what's going on, what's happening with your money.
So many scammers out there. Yeah, you got to be vigilant, and not only scammers, but then you've got family members. Look at that, all this
stuff.
My
gosh.
So if you have a problem in life, you can always bring it to text roulette, 414-432-1099.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.